Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate Home Sweet Home and celebrate an anniversary. That anniversary is none other than the fifth anniversary of this very show, which debuted right here on KISL on July 23rd, 2000. So to commemorate our fifth anniversary, we're going to play five songs. Well, actually four songs that have five in the title. Here to start off the festivities is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra.
You've heard of the Charleston, the black box.
I've got a rhythm, really got them.
It must be something new.
I'm gonna start it for you, it goes like one. Oh, there it is, one, two, there it is, one, two, three. Can't you see where the merit is? One, two, three, four. Everywhere it is, one, two, three, four, five, seven.
Got shoes can do it.
I've got the tune, but
well, if you can't count, there's nothing to it.
One, heat it up, bum bum, heat it up, bum 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 bum. One, two, three, four, five, step.
Thank you. shirts and collars. Take my heart that hollers. Everything I've got belongs to you.
Some five songs to commemorate our fifth anniversary on the air here on KISL. We began with Paul Whiteman and his orchestra and The Five Step, written by Da Silva, Brown, and Henderson. That August 16, 1927 recording featured the Rhythm Boys, Bing Crosby, Al Rinker, and Harry Barris. Next, it was Red Nichols and his orchestra with Miff Mole on trombone and the Red Nichols composition Five Pennies from June 21, 1928. Then, from February 12, 1931, we heard Ben Pollock and his orchestra with Rodgers and Hart's I've Got $5, with the vocal by Ben Pollock. And we finished up the set with George Formby and his ukulele and 5 and 20 Years, recorded September 27, 1936. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, for the past 5 years bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes, from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. And we're looking forward to 5 and 20 years more. Last week, on July 23rd in 1934, the serial drama Home Sweet Home debuted on the NBC Red radio network. In the words of the opening, the series related the dramatic struggle of Fred and Lucy Kent and their son for a home sweet home of their own. Fred Kent was played by Cecil Seacrest. Harriet McGibbon played Lucy. Their son Dick was played by Billy Hallop, and Joe Latham was Uncle Will. Announcers were John Monks and George Ansborough. To commemorate Home Sweet Home, we've got three sets of rapidly rotating records, beginning with the Boswell Sisters.
Thank you. career. Why, I'll park each chair back in my old Georgia home. I wouldn't trade the sunshine in that old log cabin for a pallet with a gilded dome. And though my pals may be old, why, they're good as gold. Back in my old Georgia home.
Tumble down old shack streets. I'd love to walk in on those corny country cousins of mine.
My little
hometown, where the doves are softly cooing, and where there's always nothing doing. I'd get a welcome from those corny country cousins of mine. There's an old schoolhouse door we used to tumble through at four, and a small candy store where I could go a dozen lollipops and come for more.
My little
hometown, where the garden trees are shady, where our Edie was a lady. I'm going back to see those corny country cousins of mine.
Billy Cotton and his band with the vocal by Alan Breezy Breeze and Hometown from September of 1937. Before that, it was American violinist Jay Whidden and his new Midnight Follies band in Georgia Home from March 18, 1927. We begin this first of three Home Sweet Home sets with the Boswell sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, and Way Back Home, an unissued recording made by Brunswick on May 21st, 1935.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Continuing our tribute to the radio serial drama Home Sweet Home, here's a set of sweet songs, started off by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra.
She meets me with a little kiss. She greets me. Why, that's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. And hand in hand we pass the doorstep. We're in heaven with one more step. That's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home. And when I sit beside and hold by side, that's when I tell the world I'm satisfied. And when a little blue-eyed laddie says, gee, I love Mom and Daddy, why, that's what puts the sweet in home, sweet home.
Thank you. sweet thing. When Styles on each your neater, tell me, oh tell me, why can't you see? Say every time you smile, you're doing something to me. Oh, you sweet thing. Your lip rouge has a flavor other girls have not got. Sweet thing, you put the sweet in sweetness, you're just a sweet, sweet thing.
About you, sweet little you, I just can't live without you. I'll save every dollar that I can make. Soon you'll hear me holler, got our little bungalow. Oh, I pity you when I get you alone, dear. I know just what I will do. Kiss you morning, noon, and night, satisfy my appetite. I'm sweet or sweet little you.
A set of sweet songs to commemorate the radio serial drama Home Sweet Home. We began with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra, and that's what puts the sweet in Home Sweet Home. The vocalist on that November 21, 1928 Victor recording was Harold Stokes. That's what puts the sweet in Home Sweet Home was written by Ed Lowry, Mack Gordon, and Charles Newman. Then, from October 19, 1926, it was the California Ramblers recording for Edison as the Golden Gate Orchestra, with Arthur Hall providing the vocal refrain on Sweet Thing. We finished up with Al Turk's Princess Orchestra, named for Chicago's Princess Ballroom, which opened in 1900, and Sweet Little You. Sweet Little You was written by Irving M. Bebo and was recorded by Turk's band in October of 1924 and was issued on the Olympic label. The Olympic Disc Record Corporation was formed in March of 1921 and was a subsidiary of the Remington Phonograph Corporation. Remington failed in 1921 and was purchased by John Fletcher and Harry Pace, founder of Black Swan. Their Fletcher Record Company began issuing records on the Olympic label in 1922. The Fletcher Record Company went bankrupt in December of 1923 and was acquired by the Capitol Roland Record Company. About 50 new Olympic releases were issued before that label was discontinued in early 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. We're commemorating the debut of the radio serial drama Home Sweet Home. We had a set of home songs and a set of sweet songs, so it makes sense that we'd have another set of home songs. And here it is, starting off with George Fisher and his Kit Kat Band.
Call, my heart is forever yearning, once more to be returning home. When the hills conceal the setting sun, stars begin a-peeping one by one. Night covers all, and though fortune may forsake me, sweet dreams will ever take me home. Evening marks the close of day. Skies of blue begin to gray. Crimson hues are fading in the west. Evening ever brings to me dreams of days that used to be. Memories of those I love the best. When shadows fall and trees whisper day is ending, my thoughts are ever wending home. When crickets call, my heart is forever yearning, once more to be returning home. Loving arms are waiting there for me. Precious lips to kiss so tenderly. Night covers all, though misfortune may befall me, sweet dreams will ever call me. They'll be calling, calling, calling me
I like that record. George Olson and his music, and I Feel at Home with You, recorded on November 1st, 1927. I Feel at Home with You is from a Connecticut Yankee, with the music by Richard Rodgers and the lyrics by Lorenz Hart. It opened at the Vanderbilt Theater on November 3rd, 1927, and ran for 421 performances. Before that, it was the glorifier of American song, Miss Ruth Etting, and Home. Home was written by Peter Van Steeden, Harry Clarkson, and Jeff Clarkson, and was recorded December 11, 1931. We began with George Fisher, like Jay Whiddon, an American musician leading a British band, and Calling Me Home from March 7, 1928. Calling Me Home was written by Albert Sermet and Harry Graham. Here to finish up this evening's special fifth anniversary show is another set of five songs. Well, actually three or four. Thank you.
gal that can't keep cool. Is she hot? Tell you what, most everybody knows. When they kiss, after this, they'll have to wear their asbestos clothes. Hot tamale Molly, she's a gal with a lot of charm. And if you want her address, why, just ring in that fire alarm. When she kisses you, I'll make a bet. It's another case of fireman's spread your nest. On a porch, she's a torch, she's that hot tamale of mine.
Tickling ivory style, ladies and gentlemen. Look at him there. You've got to get on to it. You've got to learn to do it. Because everybody does it, and you've got to learn to do it. You got to learn to sing it. You got to learn to swing it. Because everybody's singing, and you got to learn to swing it too. When you see two lovers hugging and kissing, don't get ashamed. Take another shot and make it hot. And do the same old thing. Oh, you got to learn to shake it. You got to learn to take it, because everybody does it, and you got to learn to do it. Get it now, let it out.
See you scratching your heads and thinking, hey, this was supposed to be a set of songs about five. Well, you may have figured out that it was a set of songs by fives. We began with Buddy Christian's Creole Five and the Buddy Christian composition Sugar House Stomp, recorded March 23, 1926. Next, we heard Chicago, recorded November 22, 1922. Now, when I was putting this show together, the CD that that record is on has it credited to the Syncopating Five, so I included it in this set of five songs. And if you were listening, you probably noticed that was an awful lot of music for a five-piece group. The Syncopating Five started off playing in hotels in Florida in the winter. In 1922, saxophonist Ray Stilson and the 17-year-old Red Nichols joined the band, bringing the number to seven, and the group billed themselves as the Syncopating Five and their orchestra, but they recorded as the Syncopating Seven. I don't know exactly what the label of that record says, so I don't know whether it should have been in this set or not, but I left it in anyway. You'll probably hear it again in a couple of years on our 7th anniversary show. Next, it was the Goofus Five and Hot Tamale Molly from February 9, 1925. Hot Tamale Molly was written by Herman Ruby, Gilbert Wells, and Bud Cooper. And we finished up with Tampa Red and the Chicago Five and You Got to Learn to Do It. Thank you very much for listening and for your support for these past 5 years. As George Formby put it earlier, I hope to be here another 5 and 20 years. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.